Rogue Warrior, Green Team, by Richard Marcenko and John Wiseman. Part 1, Alpha. The first two floors were easy. No one in sight. No booby traps or other animals to make our presence known. I crept up the concrete stairs one by one. My beard was full, reaching almost halfway down my chest. My mustache drooped, Fu Manchu-like, way below my upper lip. My shoulder-length hair was wild and crazy. If anybody ever looked the part of an Islamic fundamentalist warrior, it was me. Which is precisely why I was prowling in the unlit stairwell of a Cairo slum at O Dark Hunter to catch my quarry, napping on his bedroll. I wasn't alone, of course. You do not meander into Islamic Cairo without some fundamentally mean sons of bitches of your own to backstop your ass. Half a yard behind me, Senior Chief Nasty Nicky Grundle, submachine gun at the ready, rested a huge paw on my shoulder. A yard behind him, Master Chief Howie Kalua's well-muscled Hawaiian back, not to mention his well-maintained Kraut submachine gun, brought up the rear. A few streets away, cruising in a Peugeot station wagon, was Doc Tremblay, Master Chief Corman and Super Sniper. Behind the Peugeot's wheel sat machinist mate, First Class Stevie Wonder. Wedged in the Wonder's right thigh was a 90s hush puppy, a suppressed Heckler & Koch 9mm semi-automatic, loaded with Doc Tremblay's best hand-loaded subsonic hollow point. To his nightshirt-like calabia was pinned a throwaway receiving device about the size of a pack of gum. When I pressed a button in my pocket, his gizmo would vibrate. That would tell him he had 1 minute to get his Mick-ass in gear and pick us up. There's more. While Nasty and I crept up the stairs, Chief Gunner's Mate Duckfoot Dewey and Commander Tommy Tanaka were making their way up the irregular stonework, spiny balconies, laundry lines, and drain pipes.